24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
Somebody who you know that has a great product or service. and then you piggyback on that, and you get a certain percentage, you can become an affiliate, and you can make money that way. So you don't have, always have to have something to sell that you personally produced, or it's yours all along. You can connect with people who can see value in you, you see value in them, and you let them know, hey, I can help you get this out there. All I need to do is connect with you, and we do it all the time. The affiliate program is one of the biggest game changers and money-making players out there, because I don't have to spend time pushing it to everybody. You have a list. You have your network. You push it to your network. We both make money, then everybody's happy. OPE, other people's experiences. There are a lot of things that I can't do. I know my weaknesses. I know them, and I've identified them. I'm working on them, but I know my strengths. But as far as my weaknesses go, other people's experiences, I look for people who are strong in the area that I'm weak in. Some of them are doing it right now for free, but I pay them, so it's a win-win for everybody. And the same thing with a mentorship program. If you don't have a mentor, you need to get a mentor, because those nuggets can save you millions of dollars and a lot of heartache and pain. So use other people's experiences. And what you mainly want to get out of that other people's experiences is not the highs, it's the lows that you get the most out of. When they tell you how they fail and how they bounce back up, man, it just motivates you and keeps you driving forward. Number five is OPL, other people's list. There are a lot of people out there, especially in the internet marketing world, that have lists of hundreds of thousands, millions of people, that if you connected with them and you add value with them, it's the flip side of the affiliate program, is where you do a strategic plan, they sell your product, and you both make money in the long run. And besides that, now you have access to that list, because if your product adds great value to the people on other than that list, they're going to come back and become a part of your list. So take a look at that and make sure you're making it happen. Number six, other people's ideas. I think the biggest money maker I've seen personally is the George Foreman grill. A lot of people think that George Foreman invented that grill. He did not invent the grill. Someone else invented the grill. They wanted George to be the spokesperson for that grill. Now, he sold, to this day, more than 100 million grills, which is about $200 million profit to him personally. And he didn't do a thing but capitalize on somebody else's idea. He did not invent the grill. Someone else invented the grill, but he capitalized on that. And so you can do the same thing. Take a look around you at people in your network or family and friends who you know they have great ideas all the time, but they go from idea to idea. You take it and put a business and people plan to it, and then you're both off and running. Because I know the guy who invented the grill made a profit also, because George wasn't the only one making it. OPC, number seven, other people's clients. Comes back to the services thing. Now, if you get the other people's clients on your side, they will promote and they will refer you. And referrals are a big part of making money in this business, in any business overall. So if you're not getting referrals, and that's where it comes from, it's the word of mouth, just like in multi-level marketing. The word of mouth is where it comes from. It doesn't come from, I'm looking at TV and I'm looking at the billboard. I think I better run down there and get it. But if my family members or some of my network recommend it, then I'm more than likely to take up on. And that brings us to number eight, other people's networks. Most people don't think about the secret to success for companies like Facebook, Airbnb, Uber. They capitalize on other people's networks. You know, I think Facebook, it started at Harvard. So it started with the students. So that got that out there. You know, Airbnb started and they used Craigslist. Uber started and they smartphones and user pockets. So the concept of people's networks, they vary, especially in places like other people's money. Real estate is a big one. So you can start with very little capital. If you use their network, I mean, it's just like a grocery list subject. Like you're going to the store, you're like, okay, wow, I got this, this, and this, and this. And make sure you take a look at that. YouTube's the same way. WhatsApp, the same way. They use other people's network. Facebook doesn't have a crowd that they just went out and physically recruited. They use other people's network. Number nine, OPP. Other people's partnerships. You know, joint venture partnering is a huge thing. I have a saying that I teach all my clients is collaboration is new competition. So if you don't have a team, you can get run over. I was in Atlanta last weekend with Les Brown, and that's one of the things he was bringing up. You know, it was a group of us, about 10 people. And he was bringing up that if you don't have a team, you're not going to win. And that's the key strategy right now today. There's no such thing as a self-made anything. I have a lot of people tell me that, well, he's a self-made millionaire. Well, you can't be a self-made millionaire. You just did everything yourself because somebody had to buy your product. Somebody had to buy your services. Somebody had to support you. So that's no self-made. So make sure that you partner with the right people. Get to know the right people. We have a tendency right now to make everything happen like a click of a mouse. But you want the right partners. You got to make sure you do your research. You're getting the right partner. Because you can end up with the wrong partner and lose everything you got. So other people's partnerships, get to know them, start building those relationships, and you can always, always, always capitalize on the team. And everybody don't take into consideration that if you're a business person or you're an entrepreneur, you don't always add value to your total team because you don't think about it. Your insurance agent is part of your team because he has to keep you healthy. When you have to go to the doctor, or whatever it is, make sure that everything's taken care of. Your banker is part of your team. The UPS guy or the FedEx guy is part of your team. So make sure you're taking care of those people. Or you're taking a look at them. You've been with them a long time. Are you taking them for granted? Or are you sending them a Christmas card? Or do you know when their birthdays are and taking care of them, sending them stuff? So look at that. If you're going to have partners, make sure that you're taking care of your partners the same way that you want them to take care of you. Now, I said 9 OPPs earlier. I'm going to give you number 10, which is a bonus OP. And the bonus OP is other people's credibility. When you're new in the game, nobody knows who you are. They have no idea of what you do or if what you are trying to bring to the market as value at all. But you connect with the right people. And this is where mentorship works in. At a great, great rate is they can help you once you're associated, affiliated with somebody that everybody in the market already knows, already trusts, already knows what they bring to the table. And now they promote you. And now you got instant credibility. So other people's credibility is another thing that you really have to look at. I'm coming out with a Facebook thing probably tomorrow. And the guy I'm standing next to gives me instant credibility. It's just not a selfie that you might walk in and be at an event and say, can I take a selfie? No. He's holding my product in his hand. He wrote the forward to my product. And so it's instant credibility. Everybody's going to want to get that book. If you don't get my book, then, hey, I haven't taught you anything on the King of Connections. So you have to stay connected. Keep working at it. Keep looking at it and identifying the people who are doing what you want to do and reach out to them. And also, you have to, I'm going to teach this probably in my next class. You have to work it down, right? You want to go to the top of the mountain, but you got to get to the halfway up the mountain first. So identify who meets you halfway up the mountain to meet the guy on the top of the mountain to help you accelerate your progress, teach you what not to do, and teach you what to do, and also you give you credibility, and also is the one that's going to support you when you have those bad days. We all have bad days where we don't want to get out of bed. I'm like, I just don't want to do it today. I had to fly to Atlanta and to go meet with Ona Brown, my sister, and Les Brown last weekend. But I knew you got to put your feelings in your back pocket. Nobody cares how you feel about it. It's what you can do to deliver. Your dreams don't care how you feel about it. So don't let your dreams die with you. Get them out. Get them going. And let's get connected and make it happen. Have a great week. Good talking to you. See you on the next episode.
Hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.